This is episode 1503. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. How are you doing today? I honor you for being exactly where you are as you get ready to meditate. I'm Mary Meckley, and I will be sharing a meditation technique for your meditation. This is a technique that I think you're going to like. We are all about breathing techniques in this week's series. We always follow a theme. Our theme this week is breathing techniques, and they are breathing techniques for mind-body relaxation. I know many of you are on vacation. I am at a yoga teacher training for a month for my vacation. It's a learning vacation. And so these are the breathing techniques that I've learned in my lessons. And I'm modifying them just a bit to go along with our theme and so that you can better be able to do these. And as you do these techniques, keep in mind something. If you could keep in mind when you do breathing techniques, or when you sit down to meditate, when you guide yourself into a yoga posture, or you work out, or you sit down to eat, or you go out with your friends, whatever it may be, honor the journey, honor the process. And what I mean by that is allow yourself to ease into whatever you're doing. So many times you can have an expectation for how you want something to turn out, or you can rush right into it because you just want to get the most out of it. And so you might push yourself too far in a yoga posture that looks pretty easy, but actually the small movements are deep movements. And so you find that you may injure yourself, or maybe you go into a relationship too quickly and you find out that you should have taken things a little more slowly, or maybe you sat down to eat and you loved what you were having and you ate too quickly and too much, and then you just had a real dissatisfying experience as you ate. So think about how you're approaching whatever you're going through in your life. So as you sit down to meditate today, think about how you can ease yourself into your meditation. I see so many people say, I sat down to meditate and I'm trying so hard and nothing's happening. They are pushing themselves into meditation, and that just doesn't work. It doesn't work that way. Life doesn't work that way. It works best when you allow yourself to unfold to the process. And this is really what mindfulness is all about. Allowing yourself to evolve at your own pace, and your pace is unique. Honor that pace. Why would you want to compare yourself with anyone? You are awesome just as you are. So do it your way. Allow yourself to unfold. And you will find you have a much better experience in just about everything you do in your life. So, the breathing technique today, as you know, you can find a full guided half-hour meditation along with a journal that goes along with this week's series and a guide with all the techniques organized for you and over 1,500 meditations. Now, the meditations are time-stamped, so you can meditate for however long you want. They play for half an hour, but you can go for however long you feel you are unfolding that day. So you can try this at our new app called the Sip and Om app. It's S-I-P-A-N-D-O-M, Sip and Om app. It's not even up on our website yet. So to get it, you are the first to know about it. You can go to either iTunes for iOS versions, or if you have an Android, go to Google Play and just search there, Sip and Om. You'll find it. Again, 2 weeks free. See what you think. So as you go into your meditation, easing yourself into it, easing your breath, I'll guide you through a round of this diaphragmatic breathing. Before we begin, go ahead and place your hand on your stomach and take a nice deep inhale through your nose and feel your abdomen rise upward. So you should be pulling from your abdomen, pulling your breath from there, where your nose really isn't doing the work. Do you notice the difference in that? And then if you place a hand on your ribcage, right there on your side, just one side on your ribcage, go ahead and breathe deeply and see if you can feel your breath there. You'll feel it rise up slightly, inhaling and exhaling through your nose. And now place your hand on your chest. And as you inhale, feel your chest rise up ever so slightly. And you'll feel your breath there. This gives you amazing awareness of your breath, one of your most powerful tools. That's the first thing you did when you were born. You took a deep breath. It's the last thing we each do when we pass on from this life. We exhale. So this breathing technique releases both mental and physical stress and tension. And as you do it, you'll feel your mind and body relax. And as you've already experienced, it gives your internal organs a massage with your abdomen rising upward. You're doing a diaphragmatic breath. And as the diaphragm moves with the breath, expands and contracts, it moves the organs. So this is a beautiful breathing technique. So let's do it together. Sit up straight. Close your eyes and look at the point between your eyebrows, often called your spiritual eye. It's where your prefrontal lobes are located. This is the part of you that becomes calm, the part of your brain that meditation benefits. One of the many areas of the brain meditation benefits. And go ahead and take a nice deep inhale through your nose. And now exhale. And now inhale, feeling your breath being drawn from your abdomen, feeling it rise upward. Feeling it move to your ribs, feeling them gently push upward. Feeling it in your chest as your chest slightly rises upward. And as you exhale, reverse the order. Feel your chest sink back downward, your ribs sink back downward, and your abdomen sink back downward. Continue with this breath. Sometimes it's very subtle, the movement of your breath in these organs. Meditate for as long as you feel joy doing it. Always end your meditation on a high note. You are so worth slowing down for.